This podcast thanks to Audi Alto Artarmon. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Alto Artarmon today.
And now on Money News, Life and Technology with Charlie Brown. Thanks to Harvey Norman. See the range of personal grooming products in store and online.
Welcome back to Money News. We always have Charlie Brown talking life and technology here on the program on a Thursday night. Now, there's a very unusual thing that's taken place. For the first time since 2001, Apple's revenue has declined. Now, this is the third quarter going into the period where the iPhone 7 was coming. And so you could imagine there wouldn't be too many sales going into the release of a new phone. But the other option is with Samsung having so many problems with the Galaxy S7, you would imagine that Apple should be picking up market share off the back of that. So let's go to Charlie. Now, hello, Charlie. How are you doing?
I'm well, Roscoe.
All right. So just explain, is there any sort of, you know, forward-looking thing rather than this is a little backward-looking? What do you reckon?
Well, I think what's happened is that Apple didn't appreciate the demand that they were going to get from the 7 Plus iPhone. And they said in the earnings call that they basically, what appears to happen is they just couldn't make enough to keep up with demand. And this, there was, that is probably, if they had done that, you would have found they would have made more money because the margin on that phone, because it's more expensive, is just a little bit higher.
So, if I were to get a new phone, Charlie, I would get an iPhone 7 Plus. There's no doubt the big one.
Yeah.
It just seems to me the camera's better. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, well, and it had a genuine point of difference. I mean, in the camera, being two lenses, is a genuine point of difference versus the regular iPhone 7. And it, usually when you see two sizes of handset come out from the guys, especially Apple, you go, well, what's the difference? And the differences are difficult to see. On this occasion, it was obvious because the photos that you could take with the 7 were better. The 7 Plus were better than the 7 because of those two lenses. But the interesting thing with Samsung was, yes, they basically had to write off the entire Note 7 smartphone launch and any particular revenue that came with it, cost them a bucket of money. But what they did see happen was that their component business did very, very well. The chips and the screens that they make for mobile phones did well. And they're actually coming out and saying, well, we believe that looking forward, the next few quarters are actually going to be very strong for us.
That makes some sense. Yeah, that makes some sense. So let's now go to Microsoft, which has unveiled a new touchscreen PC. Now, a Microsoft PC is obviously an important thing.
Yep.
But this is where you can basically touch the screen as well as having a keyboard and a mouse. I've noticed with people who have those types of screens that they tend not to touch them. They still tend to use the keyboard and the mouse.
Yeah, and it's a good point you make. It's called the Surface Studio. So what Microsoft is trying to do is go after the people who are the creatives, the people who are using their PCs for creativity rather than just people for productivity, you know, typing up documents and regular everyday office work. What they're trying to do with the touchscreen is not say use your finger with it, but use the smart pen with it. And by targeting it at that creative person who is more likely to use that smart pen, then all of a sudden they're positioning the product around people who, you know, create nice things and use it for really cool things. And that's what they're trying to do as a branding proposition. I think it's very clever because you know who did this very well about 10 or 15 years ago?
Who's that?
Apple. Apple.
Okay, tell me, Wayne, what sort of price did they start at?
Oh, they haven't announced that yet, but it will be very expensive.
Yeah, they're saying the studio might start, the rumour is $3,925, which these days is pretty expensive for a PC. Charlie Brown talks life and technology. And Charlie, thank you as always. You have a great weekend, won't you?
You too, Roscoe. Thanks, mate.
This podcast thanks to Audi Alto Artarmon. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Alto Artarmon today.